You're listening to media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. We are a multi-generational, Jesus-centered community of scripture, faith, and grace located in Tallahassee, Florida, on the campus of Florida State University. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. We hope that the next few moments are a time when God speaks into your life by the power of His Holy Spirit about His Son, Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Three in One who has come in order to join us to Himself in the waters of holy baptism. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in 2006, there was a van full of about 9 different students and staff members. They were going from Indianapolis, Indiana, back to their home college, which was the Taylor College in Upland, Indiana. They were taking that trip, and unfortunately, during that time, on that trip, they ended up having a head-on collision with a semi-truck trailer. In that, as they were assessing the scene, they found that 5 of the people from that van had passed away. And the remaining 4 were carted away and were brought to the hospital because even though they hadn't died, they had received significant injuries. And as they returned to that place, they started to try to figure out, okay, who are these people? Because the people that were in the hospital were pretty badly scarred, and they couldn't quite figure out who everybody was. And so they brought families in, and they gave a few families the bad news. The bad news that, well, I'm sorry, your son or your daughter has died. And the remaining 4 families, they went out to them and they said, I'm sorry to inform you that your son or your daughter has been in a significant car crash. They're in the hospital. Will you please come and visit them? Now, what happened in the midst of that tragedy was something that made people kind of scratch their heads a little bit, because what happened was you had 2 girls that looked very similar. You had a girl whose name was Whitney and a girl whose name was Laura. And initially, when they were trying to figure out who was who, they made the wrong call. They made the wrong call, and they found out that, in fact, what they had believed was Laura being alive in a hospital room was, in fact, Whitney. And at first they didn't realize this because she was so badly scarred, and all they could tell was, well, this girl is blonde, but so was that girl. And then they were trying to figure things out. And as the family came in, they started to notice some weird things. They were like, I don't think that our family member had a navel piercing, but this person has a navel piercing. But maybe they did that while they were in college. I mean, after all, it's college. You can do some crazy things and get some crazy things pierced. And they were trying to figure out, okay, who is who? And unfortunately, during this time, they had also held a funeral for the person that they thought was in the one family, but was actually still alive. And you had all of this sort of confusion around identity. Had all of this confusion around, well, which person is Whitney and which person is Laura? Well, there's a little bit of perhaps confusion today. Because whose baptism are we celebrating today? Well, we're celebrating Duke's baptism, right? We're celebrating Duke's baptism, but we're celebrating it on the day that actually shows the greater baptism here. That the greater baptism is actually not Duke's baptism. I'm sorry, guys. But the greater baptism is the baptism that makes the baptism Duke's baptism. Because when Jesus came out and went to the River Jordan, that he declared baptisms to be a thing that joined us together with him. That there is a connection in our identities between Jesus and Duke, between Jesus and me, between Jesus and you. That in the waters of baptism, what happens is similar to what happened to Whitney and Laura in the fact that when we go into the waters of baptism, we go in as people who have died, but we are raised up as people who are alive with the eternal life of Jesus Christ that is put into our hearts by his Spirit. And today it's a little bit hard to kind of get our minds around that. Because a little bit later on, when you see Duke come up here and you see Duke and you look at his little baby frame, you go, well, of course he's alive. But what we recognize is that deep down inside of us, we all have something that's out of whack. We all have sins. We all have things that kind of betray another identity. It was sort of like when the families started to take a look and started to go, wait a second, there's something off here. There's something different here. Well, that's kind of how we are in terms of how we live our lives. That we can go about living our lives saying, well, yeah, everything's fine. Everything's okay. Everything is good. But then there's something that shows up. And maybe it's a little bit more impactful than if you have a navel ring or not. Maybe it's something else. Maybe there's something inside of you that you go, yeah, that is evidence that there's something wrong with me. There's evidence that I don't live up to the morals that I at least say to other people that I have. Maybe there's something wrong with me that I'm not even living up to the morals that I know myself I claim to have. And all of those things are evidence of our sin. They're evidence that we need repentance. We need an opportunity to turn around when we see those things that are wrong in our lives. That we need an opportunity to come back together with Jesus. We need an opportunity to be brought back together in a right relationship with God. Back into a relationship where, as Mark puts it, as where God himself looks at us and says, you are my beloved child. That our baptisms give us that moment of connection with him. That today's Duke's baptism is going to give him that togetherness with Jesus. That Jesus is going to give him that opportunity to be together with him in the waters of baptism, but not only in the waters of baptism, but throughout his life. Because after all, that's what baptism is. Baptism isn't just this one-time event in our lives. That baptism is actually an ongoing event in our lives. An ongoing event that ends finally in our funerals if we get there. That our entire lives are lives of being baptized, because what being baptized means is it means being together with Jesus. And so as we live out our baptized lives, as we live that thing out of being together with him, we come to those waters of repentance day after day. Just like all of the people in that gospel reading did. Recognizing that we have things that are not right about us, but things that we know can be changed. That we can share in Christ's identity, that we can receive what he has for us. And so, this morning, as you witness little Duke being baptized here, if you've been baptized, you can remember that togetherness yourself. You can remember the fact that just as Duke is entering into Christ's identity, you have that identity to enter into because he has given you that ability. Just as Duke, after today, can go to Jesus with his sins and ask for repentance and know that he is forgiven, so too can you. Know that when you ask for forgiveness for those things that are wrong in your life, that you too will be forgiven. So go forth from this time, after watching Duke get baptized, after remembering your own baptism, and remember that you are together with Jesus, not only today, but for eternity. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this media from University Lutheran Church and Student Center. To learn more and to get connected to other resources, please visit universitylutheranchurch.org. If you would like to financially support more media from University Lutheran, please visit our website and click the Give Now button, which will enable you to engage in the Christian discipline of giving tithes and offerings to God through His church. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord lift up His face upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.